Thank you, Mr. President. And I'd also like to thank you for organizing this meeting today on transparency and verification. And as other speakers have done before me, I'd like to thank the panelists for their excellent presentations. We are around, well, a little less than 12 months before the next NPT review conference. And this is why, when speaking on nuclear issues, it is of utmost importance that we make progress in the nuclear, on the nuclear issues in the remaining close to 12 months. One step into that direction could be some progress in the field of transparency and confidence building among states. Yes, some may say international security environment is not really conducive to progress anywhere right now. And I agree, the international security situation is not particularly pleasant in some respects. However, in particular under these circumstances, it is more important than ever, and I think we all have a special interest in making progress on an area such as transparency. Since transparency, as several speakers have said before me, is key to building trust, lowering risks, and transparency decreases the risks associated with miscalculations. Yet, at the same time, transparency is no substitute for disarmament. And I don't need to recall that disarmament is the core issue we are tasked to do here in the CD. In very practical terms, Mr. President, more progress, we believe, is possible and desirable, as has been outlined by several speakers, both from the panel and also from the floor. I don't want to recall what my dear colleague Vanessa Wood has said about what the NPDI has been doing. But I would just like to say that on doctrines, among nuclear weapons states, there are different levels of transparency on doctrines. On the one hand, we very much appreciate the transparency that has been increased among the P5 process under the Chinese presidency, and we are certain that this will continue under the incoming UK presidency. However, also more exchange between the nuclear weapon states and the non-nuclear weapon states would be highly desirable. And we look forward to some ideas floating around on implementing such enhanced transparency on doctrines will be put into practice. Coming to verification, Mr. President. This is also one of the domains where we have made, let me say, some progress. As Germany is concerned, we focus on two strands. One of the strands has already been mentioned by my distinguished colleague and friend here on the right, the French ambassador. In the context of the International Partnership for Disarmament Verification, we have focused on technical questions, but together with our French partners and friends, we are organizing a verification exercise in September, to which invitations will be forthcoming. And secondly, the DGE on nuclear verification. That focused on a host of aspects, and we are happy that at least at its third and last meeting, the role of a verification with regard to nuclear disarmament has been highlighted and a final document has been agreed upon. From our point of view, the document could have even been more elaborate, more specific, but we understand that there are limits to what the DGE could do, in particular also because it cannot be totally disregarded that, yes, speaking about verification within a specific context of a disarmament treaty has its pluses. Germany actively contributed to that DGE, for example, by submitting a working paper on nuclear disarmament verification structural elements. That concludes my remarks. I would like to thank you.